We have spellings and idioms like these.
Okay, the first spelling is blockbuster, which you probably all know because we see this a lot with movies, and it also applies to big selling books. Blockbuster, BLOCKBUSTER, blockbuster.
好，开门见山的第一个单词呢，就是重磅炸弹，了不起的人和事，或者是叫做大片儿啊。这个在我们的电影院、cinema 经常会看到，对不对？好，叫做 blockBuster, BLOCKBUSTER.
And number two is pinups, PINUPS. Pinups. Now this means posters or big pictures of usually rock stars that you stick on your wall.In your bedroom.
Like what we're having in the studio?
Just like that.
看看我们所有七七四这些主持人在墙上的一个照片啊，是 Brian 啊 ,Chloe 啊、周明老师啊，还有这个 Julian, 还有我、Bruce and Debbie
yeah,
Wesley 在那个地方、啊、这个短语叫
Pin Ups. Just means a big poster.
连接起来，因为 Pin 这个单词啊 ,P-I-N 是那个大头针。
Yeah, exactly. That's
what you
stick it to the wall.
你把什么东西压在那个墙上，组合起来一个动词词组呢，组合起来就做名词，专门是形容那些你在家墙上贴的那些什么啊、rain like rain in your wall, 对吧？刘德华啊，你墙上的这个海报巨星，有你墙上的这个 Bob Dylan 是吧？在你墙上 Madonna.
And sometimes we say pinup when we just mean the person. You know, you can if somebody said, oh, he's a pinup.What you mean is he's famous,
Michael
celebrity,
Jackson,
right?
Michael Jackson. Yeah. 家里墙上贴着迈克杰克逊，然后呢，你说他是一个 pinup。这个短语啊，已经变成了动词来用，已经变成了名词来用了。这样的一些人啊，贴在海报上那些人，你就把他叫做 pinup。谁不是每个人都有资格可以上墙的呀？同学们，你们说是不是这样？所以 pinups 了不起了。好，下一个。
Okay, the third one is intuitive.Intuitive, I-N-T-U-I-T-I-V-E, intuitive.
Intuitive,、intuitive, well, 我知道一首歌，它的名字叫 intuition.
Right, okay, that's the noun and this is the adjective.
啊，那首歌叫直觉啊，叫 intuition, 那个、现在我们学的这个单词就是那个名词的一个延伸啊，形容词形式叫做 intuitive.I-N-T-U-I-T-I-V-E 叫大家很聪明都能够理解有直觉的、形容词形式 adjective 说你是非常 intuitive Miss you can tell your future
Well yes but it's more about you kind of understand what somebody means without them saying it You really understand
You can feel
other people It almost means sympathetic in a way Understanding someone else
所以你觉得这个你觉得我们一会儿在文中会用这个词来形容 horse 说这个 horse 是非常 intuitive 的动物
Yeah, it's like, as if they can sense how you feel sense your mood
What about cats and dogs?
I think cats are completely non-intuitive
真的吗你养过
Cat, yes, I've got one But cats don't really care what people think I don't really think
They care about their own thing
Just their own thing
Now what about dogs?
Dogs I think are more intuitive
So you can talk to dogs?
But I think so, a bit more
This morning I saw a lady was walking her dogs And she's keeping talking to the dog Keep talking to them
They just got nice eyes
很有意思、
yeah.
那狗也是一个非常有直觉和灵性动物 Intuitive、
yeah.
那看来马也是我不知道啊一会儿在文中我们可以会听到的 Intuitive 好这三个单词 Blockbuster and Pinups Intuitive 第一段当中呢还没有什么词We've got one wordAmbivalent.
Oh, right, that means mixed. Ambivalent means not really one way or the other, just not sure what they mean. 不清楚。
模糊的。
Yes.
啊，第一段当中还有一个短，一个单词叫 ambivalent. A-M-B-I-V-A-L-E-N-T. 啊，你就听耳朵就好了，就指的是非常模糊的，不清不楚的。
That's right.
挺好。那还有什么？还有一个是 mail, and the mail 就是 the newspaper.
Ah, right.
Mail,
okay.
对，还有 on Sunday.
Mail on Sunday is the name of the newspaper that she writes for. Yeah.
Mail on Sunday, 这是它的周日版哈，《每日邮报》的周日版。Mail on Sunday, 它是一个 columnist, C-O-L-U-M-N-I-S-T, 专栏作家 ，a columnist. 好，一段没有什么单词了，我们来看看 idioms.
Okay, the first one is.To stir something in the loins. L-O-I-N-S. Loins. This means to make someone feel really excited about something.
stir 这个词有意思 ，stir 这个动词啊是搅和什么东西，
嗯，
就使劲跟那搅
，stir you up, stir you, stir your feeling up,
stir your feeling, stir your soup,
嗯，
本来一开始 stir your soup, 笑为什么要笑啊
？I've never heard that before.
不是汤不是今天要搅和一下吗？
嗯，
那个就是搅和嘛，那个粥啊什么你得搅哈 ，stir。那如果说什么样的东西在搅和你的感情的话，就是 stir your feeling 在。把你弄得哎呀是非常难受了 stir your feeling、in the 哪儿呢 in the loins
L-O-I-N-S and it's a bit of an abstract word it's not really an actual part of the body it just means within you
就是你的应该是它的腰的这个部分、loins
yeah, yeah.
是腰的一部分但是用这个词来指代你所有的身体和你的 mind 的情感 stir something in the loins 好这样一个固定短语呢是用来表达 stir your feeling 或者是 to make you feelExcited about something.
That's right.
比如说 you're going to watch a concert next weekend. Then this thing stirred your feeling in your loin.
That's right. Now, number two is went by the wayside.
Went by 就是 go by 嘛、Go by your,、go by the wayside. Wayside, W-A-Y-S-I-D-E. Wayside, 就 sideways 是不是
Exactly, the side of the road. And that's exactly what it means.To go by the side of the road, to fall out of favor.
Fall out of favor.
As if you're riding along on a horse and you drop something, something falls off your horse and you don't notice and ride along and leave it there. That's to fall by the wayside. And this can be used as an idiom for something that happens in your life. Like a friend, you go along and you start a new job and your old friends...fall by the wayside because you don't see them anymore.
Oh, 这个意思啊。
嗯。
You, a bit cool.
Well, it just happens in life, doesn't it?
生活当中、啊、这个短语原来用的就是那种、啊、在你的人生中曾经出现了。
That's right.
你当个宝。但是随着时间流逝或者某一个新鲜的事物到来或出、或发生的时候这个东西就不知不觉地被搁置一旁了。Put aside,、went, go by the wayside,、
right.
出于其他考虑而被暂时搁置在一旁，就好像你在骑马一样，骑着骑着，你的背囊掉下来，扔在旁边，但是你不知不觉又骑着往前走了。
That's right.
就是这样一个意思。你看英语当中其实很多短语蕴含着哲理的，不是吗 ？Go by the wayside, 被搁置，出于其他考虑而被放在一旁。
Mm-hmm.
好
，Okay, and finally we have on a shoestring.Shoestring.
Wonderful word.
鞋带
Yeah.
And this means on very little money. A shoestring means that you have to do something with very little money.
可能很多朋友都想知道鞋带这个单词怎么说、mm-hmm. 但是没想到竟然在这一期叫 horse 的主题当中学到一个词叫鞋带。鞋带是我们日常生活中每天都可能遇到的对吧怎么说呢叫 shoestring.
嗯、
鞋子的带啊就是鞋带。
Well, We actually call them shoelaces.
Shoelaces.
But in this idiom, it's on a shoestring, which means very little money.
如果说在鞋带上啊 a shoestring.
Shall I tell you where I think it comes from?
Right.
I think it comes from the fact that people used to tie their shoelaces together and hang them over their bundle when they were walking along the road because they didn't have any bags to put them in. They had not much money. So the only way they could carry their shoes was to tie them and hang them by a shoestring. Meant that they were poor.
哦、oh, 是这样来的
Maybe
有可能这个 very good imagination on the shoestring 指的是呢一点点钱很少的一点钱一小笔钱 on the very little money、啊、没想到是一个这么灵活的表达方法
We say it a lot when we're going travelling You go to a different country on a shoestring It means that you stay in cheap hotels and you take cheap transport、
oh, Everything
cheap,
cheap、okay. Everything keep cheap 好这是第一段的短语哈一个是 stir something in the loins 一个是 went by the wayside went to go 的过去式形式第三个呢是 on a shoestring 鞋带啊，鞋带上呢是一小笔钱一点点钱好了第一段的听力问题我马上准备好了给大家提出来我们来听听看 Number one
What is Fiona Walker's latest blockbuster book called?
Fiona Walker, 这位作家，她最新的这本新书叫什么啊？我再次致歉，又给大家把答案说出来了。可见我对大家的爱有多么的深哈、啊，动不动就给答案 ，give away the answers. Sorry again.
Jing Jing does this a lot. She's very good to you.
对对对，我对大家真的很好哈、啊。
Okay, number two. What does Liz say that men? Sorry,
horses.
Was, What does it say horses are better at than men?
好，这位主人公呢？主人公是 Liz 这位专栏作家，他说呀，我觉得 horses 比 men 要好，为什么？
And number three, when did Liz's love for horses fall by the wayside?
对，他其实呢是非常痴迷于马的，因为他有自己的爱马。今天我们讲的不是爱马仕啊，我们讲的是爱马。好，这么那后来呢，会随着一个什么事情的到来，他就暂时把他的爱马 fall by the wayside。好，是第一段的内容。那有没有准备好呢？按照惯例呢，我们周二下午的内容一次要连听两遍。好 ，get ready， 朋友们，听听看。
There's no denying that music stirs something in the loins of certain females. You just can't escape the fact that a lot of women have a thing about horses. I'm not one really, apart from two trips to the bookies a year. I haven't got a horsey bone in my body. But I am quite unusually ambivalent. There are some women and girls who live for horses. Fiona Walker is a best-selling novelist who writes horsey blockbusters. Her latest is called Kiss and Tell.Liz Jones is a columnist for You magazine in the Mail on Sunday. I asked Liz whether horses can and do take the place of people in some women's lives.
Yes, well, they certainly have in my life. I got my first horse at the age of about 42, having dreamed about them and had them as pin-ups in my bedroom from about the age of 5. And I'm now just surrounded by horses and...They're like cats in a way. They're like big cats. They're very intuitive. They're very intelligent, and much more interactive than men, and they smell better than men.
Thank you very much.
Fiona, was your first crush on a horse?
Yes, probably. And I was lucky because I had a horsey mum. It was all drawing horses, reading about ponies. It really went by the wayside when I went off to further education and realised that...All that lovely pony stuff had been funded by mum and dad, and although we did it on a shoestring and a budget, there was no way when I was forging my career in my 20s that I could really afford the horsey thing.
There's no denying that music stirs something in the loins of certain females.You just can't escape the fact that a lot of women have a thing about horses. I'm not one really, apart from two trips to the bookies a year. I haven't got a horsey bone in my body. But I am quite unusually ambivalent. There are some women and girls who live for horses. Fiona Walker is a best-selling novelist who writes horsey blockbusters. Her latest is called Kiss and Tell.Liz Jones is a columnist for You magazine in the Mail on Sunday. I asked Liz whether horses can and do take the place of people in some women's lives.
Yes, well, they certainly have in my life. I got my first horse at the age of about 42, having dreamed about them and had them as pin-ups in my bedroom from about the age of 5. And I'm now just surrounded by horses and...They're like cats in a way. They're like big cats. They're very intuitive. They're very intelligent, and much more interactive than men, and they smell better than men.
Thank you very much. Fiona, was your first crush on a horse?
Yes, probably. And I was lucky because I had a horsey mum. It was all drawing horses, reading about ponies. It really went by the wayside when I went off to further education and realised that...All that lovely pony stuff had been funded by mum and dad, and although we did it on a shoestring and a budget, there was no way when I was forging my career in my 20s that I could really afford the horse.
好，这是我们第一段的这个听力哈，听到这里，哇，大家有没有觉得这个开场的 music 太棒了？感觉是不是好像跟威廉王子一块去打猎一样哈，那种壮观。那个大家没觉得吗？英国的女人哈，貌似好像比较淡定，实际上你听她说话，没有哪一句不幽默。不信，我们大家一块来看看这个 transcript， 非常的幽默。非常的幽默。
Well, the second one especially as well.
对对对，因为我们给大家提的问题不要忘了哈。刚才说了这个三个问题，第一个呢是 What's Fiona's blockbuster book called? 第二个呢是她为什么觉得马比男人好呢？第三，她说 What did Liz love for horses fall by the wayside? 好，马上来看 transcript.
Okay, there's no denying that music stirs something in the loins of certain females.
对，好，一开始呢做了一个这个陈述哈，说当然我们都知道音乐能够给我们的情感带来很大的很大的很大的共鸣啊。
You just can't escape the fact that a lot of women have a thing about horses.
而且你不能否认，很多的女性呢，其实对 horse 马是很有感情的，还很有感脚的。
I'm not one really, apart from two trips to the bookies a year. I haven't got a horsey bone in my body.
这个短语很好 ，I haven't got a horsey bone in my body,、mm. which means I don't.
She doesn't care about horses herself.
就是我自己也不是特别的喜欢马哈。
Mm.
But
I'm quite unusually ambivalent. So she's not bothered one way or the other, but she says that's unusual. Most women are.
因为太多的女性呢对马都还是本能上非常喜爱的，她说她不是怎么喜欢，所以一直来讲呢是比较模糊啊，这个事情一直比较模糊。
Yeah, there are some women and girls who live for horses.
好，这又是一个事实的陈述了。 This is a fact that there are some women and girls who live for horses.
Fiona Walker is a best-selling novelist who writes horsey blockbusters. Her latest is called...
当当当
Kiss and Tell.
好 ，Fiona Walker 是一个 best-selling novelist， 一个非常畅销书的作家啊。然后她呢写的书是 horsey blockbuster， 估计大家都很爱读她写的那些关于马的书籍。她最新的新作叫做 Anyone Got It? Take a look in the chat room.
Yes,
Alonzo. Iris Wayne.
So is Iris.
看看都是我们熟悉的名字啊，大家越来越上手了。这个短语呢，这个书的名字其实就在我们的预告话题预告里头的啊，都是我的错呀。Kiss and Tell. 好、mm. ，Kiss and Tell. What a sweet name、mm. of the book.、
Mm. Liz Jones is a columnist for You magazine in the Mail on Sunday.
接下来我们下一位嘉宾呢叫做 Liz Jones， 她是一个 Mail on Sunday 的专栏作者。
I asked her whether horses take the places of people in some women's lives.
我问了她一个很好的问题，我说你认为马这样一种动物能够代替生活当中人在你生活中的地位吗？
Yes, well they certainly have in my life. I got my first horse at the age of 42.
Oh.
But I dreamed about them and had pin-ups in my bedroom from the age of 5.
我直到42岁的时候才拥有自己的第一匹马，但是呢，自从我5岁的时候，我的墙上就贴满了他们的海报。哇，真是一位爱动物爱好者。
I'm now just surrounded by horses, and they're like cats in a way. They're like big cats, very intuitive, intelligent. Now listen up, much more interactive than men.And they smell much better than men.
这一段话里头有很多的幽默点，比如说，他说我现在呢，基本上就是被 surrounded by horses， 被马群围绕啊，因为有自己的能力和条件了，自己养了很多的马。他说呢，这个马、啊、就像猫一样，像什么？像大猫。嗯，那个 big cat 不是说的老虎吗？不过他说马也像大猫，为什么？他们非常有灵性 ，intuitive， very intelligent， 非常聪明智慧啊。有智商吧，有智商，然后呢很怎么样呢 much more interactive， 更加的互动、
mm.
比 man 来讲更加互动，而且 smell much better than man、
That's、
味道也更好闻一点、
right. And the host says thank you very much. Now Fiona, was your first crush on a horse?
好，请问 Fiona、Fiona was your first crush on a horse? 就是说 you read
her book、
love. 对吧 you read her book、
mm-hmm.But the host is asking her whether her first crush was on a horse, whether she really fell in love, not with a boy, but with a horse.
嗯，那么请问 Fiona 是不是你就开始喜欢上这个马的原因呢？
Yes, probably. And I was lucky because I had a horsey mum.
哦，原来她自己的妈妈也是一个爱马之人。
That's right.
都是爱马式的家庭。
Yeah, so it was all drawing horses, reading about them. But it went by the wayside when I went off.To further education.
哎呀，从小就很喜欢，墙上都是海报。但是呢，因为要上学了、
mm.
，further education,
university that means
可能是 university.、Mm. 然后呢，我就不得不 went off.
And then she realized、that although we did it on a shoestring and on a budget, there was no way in my 20s that I could afford the horsey thing.
虽然我们家里没有那个条件哈，那会儿没有那个条件去给置个一个小马驹啊等等。
Mm, that's right.
但是呢 when I was forging my career in my 20s, I really could afford the horsey thing.
Couldn't afford it. Too expensive.